Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Mark Pitts. I'm the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Lee Ebersole, instructor of Bible at Hillcrest Academy, about the fall fundraising efforts of 9th and 10th graders at Hillcrest Academy through the sale of Kelowna chocolates.
They did a wonderful job. We had, for the fundraiser for Kelowna chocolates, Kelowna Chocolates has a limit for this particular thing of $5,000 of sales, and our total sales were $4,963, so just under that.
Sounds like a pretty strong effort there by, this is among 9th and 10th graders at Hillcrest, right?
Right, yeah, there were 14 students total in those two grades. This is the second year that we've worked with Kelowna Chocolates. Previous to that, we had an arrangement with doing magazine sales and so on, and then the company we were working with, something happened with that, and so we were looking for another fundraiser, and actually a parent of a student, well, last year a couple students worked there, and she got in touch with us and said, hey, here's this opportunity, and they were just starting with the fundraising arrangement as well, and so It really worked well with both of our organizations, and we really like that it's a local company right here in Kelowna, and we have connections there with some students and just some history there with the people that run the business. So we feel like it's a great beneficial activity fundraiser all the way around.
And the funds from the chocolate sales, where do they go?
Yes, the students get, with the total amount of order that we had, they receive 35% of that, 35% of their sales. And so it goes into a student account that pays for their senior trip. When they're seniors, it pays for if there are choir trips or FFA conventions, or every other year we do a special emphasis called SALT, Serving and Learning, Service and Learning term, and so sometimes that would involve some expenses to be a part of that. So it's a student fund that they can use for the variety of activities that and trips and so on that they would have as students here.
And when is delivery of the Kelowna chocolates expected?
The delivery will be sometime the second week of December, somewhere in there. I think the Lyndon Hershberger from Kelowna Chocolates said somewhere around the 11th of December, but that can vary in terms of the production and so on. But it certainly before the end of this fall semester, so that the students can distribute their sales, their chocolates before Christmas.
And just in time for Christmas. And I imagine selling those chocolates here at this time of the year, late October, early November, with that as a sales pitch probably was pretty attractive.
Yes, certainly. And, just for myself, we bought some candy to distribute as gifts. So I think it works out all the way around.
Anything else that you want us to know about as far as the chocolate sales and the effort by these students?
Yeah, I just to say again that we really appreciate our working with Kelowna Chocolates. They've been wonderful to work with. It's just a great benefit for hopefully for them and us as well.
I guess what was the reaction on the consumer end as far as those that were saying, oh, you guys are selling Kelowna chocolates. Have you seen an increase in terms of people, the interest? Obviously, being a local company certainly helps.
Mm-hmm. Certainly, yes. Almost everybody loves chocolate. So, it's certainly, and not everybody reads magazines. So it is a popular item. We did see an increase in sales from last year, even though we had fewer students. Part of that, I think, was there was a link on our website that people could order order directly. So that helped a little bit. But it's certainly a popular item. And as I said, people are excited to support a local business as well.
And local kids certainly doesn't help. It doesn't hurt either.
Certainly. Yes, that's definitely. Yeah, certainly those relationships with the students are certainly a big factor as well.
Yeah. And you said increase in sales over last year. What was your how do the numbers break down?
It was about $700 more this year than it was last year.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Lee Ebersole, instructor of Bible at Hillcrest Academy. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Mark Pitts with KCII News.